way that I can even begin to touch this day, because it is truly the day that changed history. All of the world's history now revolves around Jesus Christ, and His raising from the dead is confirmation of what a great and wonderful person He was. And not just a person, it also confirmed the fact that He is divine. He was truly the Son of God. The prophecies that had been made for years and hundreds of years before that, He finally came and He finally fulfilled it. Don't forget that there's also prophecy saying that He is coming back. He Himself, the angels, when He ascended, the angel said, "Why are you guys looking up for? He's coming back." And ever since then, Christians have been waiting for Him to come back. Like I said, I just can't describe the influence He has had over people's lives. So I'm going to talk about some of the people that was there on the day that He rose from the dead, starting in John chapter 20, and I'm going to be skipping around, and I'm just going to try to briefly touch all these people, because these people's experiences resonate with different people probably within the congregation. And I think that's one of the reasons that it's put there, is give it the human quality so people will say, this is real, and they're talking about real people. It's not a fairy tale that was made up. And the first person that I'd like to talk about is Mary, and we're going to read John chapter 20, verses 11 through 16. She was one of the first people that had came to the tomb. And it says that they had already turned, they had told the disciples, and we know that's Peter, and it says, and the other one that came with him, historically we say it's John, but it says Mary came with him also, but Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping. And so as she wept, she stooped and she looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been laying. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "Because they've taken away my Lord. I don't know where they have laid him." And when she had said this, she turned around and she saw Jesus and did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have carried him, where you have laid him, and I'll take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." And Mary came, announcing to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that He had said these things to her. So we have Mary. She's the first one. Can you imagine what it would be like? She was so broken up, and that's what had happened to her. She was in a panic. She got there. The grave was empty. She was panicked. All she knew in her panic was that Jesus' body was missing. She's standing there looking in this tomb. As she bends down and she looks in, she's thinking, they abused him while he was alive. They trash-talked him the whole time he was alive. He was decent to people. He healed people. He fed people. He delivered people. And she was one of those people who had been delivered. And He, Jesus Christ, meant everything to her. He had been her deliverer. He was probably the first person in years in her life who actually had accepted her. And He gave her security because she traveled with Him and she knew that He was always there and He always met the needs of people. She had seen Him feed the thousands and the other group of thousands. She knew that while Jesus was around, things were going to be all right. And now she's going, they have taken Him, and in death, not only have they abused Him while He's alive and beat Him, not just verbally, but beat Him up physically, then killed Him, hung Him on a cross, they beat Him up, and now they're going to abuse the body, and they're going to, who knows what to this body of His. He's too precious. And she was tore up over this and she was weeping. And then she bent down and she looked in because she knew that this was where He laid. And the angels told her, "Why are you weeping?" And she heard somebody behind her say, "Mary." And And she knew, right when he said the word Mary, who he was. You know, that's a fulfillment of prophecy. Most people don't realize that. But Jesus said, "My sheep shall hear my voice." And when he said Mary, she knew who he was. She just heard the voice. Mary, she had looked at him, didn't recognize him, probably because her tears was all runny and blurry. And we know in other places, other people didn't recognize him because he wants people to come to him by faith. And she was seeking him. And if you seek the Lord, you shall find him, is what the Bible says. If you diligently seek, and she had diligently been seeking the Lord, and she was brave enough to go back to the cemetery, and she looked in, and then she heard the voice, Mary. You know, a lot of believers get panicky because sometimes they don't think Jesus is around. They've called out and they said they've trusted and they made their profession of faith. But during the dark times of their life, where are you at? You're supposed to be here. You're not looking. I'm looking for you and I can't find you. I can't find you. I can't find you. Where are you at? I need you right now. I need you. I need you. And somehow, deep in their spirit, a lot of times, I've heard people say, and myself, it's like, Mary, Doyle, Mike, whatever your name is, and you go, I really don't care what's going on in this world or how panicky it's getting right now. I've got Jesus. I just heard His voice, and I know that He is with me. She came to faith. Through all her panic, she still came to faith. She had heard about Jesus, she had seen Jesus, and now she had come to a complete acceptance of faith. The second person is Peter. Same chapter, but verses 4 through 7. The two were running together, and the other disciple ran ahead faster than Peter and came to the tomb first. And stooping, looking in, he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. And so Simon Peter also came, following him, and entered the tomb, and he saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the face cloth which had been on his head, not lying with the other wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. So there you have Peter. He's heard the rumor. You know, Peter's curious. He's the one that goes tearing in. He wants to know what's going on. He runs right up. He did not hesitate to go inside that tomb. Congratulations, Peter, because according to the rules, anyone who touched a dead body was unclean. And he didn't care anymore. He had denied Christ three times. He wanted to get into that tomb because he was curious. He was puzzled. What was going on? Jesus had said a lot of strange things. And here he was, looking at a place where Jesus had been, and the linen that he had been wrapped in was there, but the head cloth was laid off to one side. What did this mean? That man was puzzled. You'll notice it does not say that he believed. It just says he went home. He went away. He went back to the place that he was staying, but he was curious. He went seeking the Lord. He was curious and thinking about it. What in the world has happened here? Did they steal the body? What has happened? This is so unusual. So Peter's an example of other people who start off and they're seeking the Lord and they're more puzzled and curious because they've heard so many different things and they're wondering if it's true. So they come to churches, they go to revivals, and they always go home, not quite in faith, but they're interested and they go home. The other one's just one verse and it's John. So the other disciple who had come first to the tomb then also entered it. He saw and believed. Wow. We know that. Now, this is the guy that's writing the gospel. He didn't say Peter ran in, looked, saw, and believed. He just said he ran in, he looked. And then later, as you read down a little bit farther, it says they returned to where they had came from. Peter wasn't an instantaneous believer. But there was something about John that he understood. He just like all the puzzles pieces clicked together. He walked in, he saw the empty tomb, he saw the linen. He just, and then it just dawned on him, just clarity. He's risen. It's just like he said. He has truly risen from the dead. And it says that he believed. There are people like that. As soon as it dawns on them, they're looking and boom, Jesus is real. He really did raise from the dead. Wow! And if I was a betting person, I would say all that trip home, he was walking behind or with Peter going, Peter, it's real. Why are you sitting there puzzling about this? What did he say? He's not there. He's gone. We can't find him. What did he say? Think about it, Peter. It's true. It's true. It's true. It's true. Somewhere along the line, by the time Peter got back to the house, and a few days later, we hear that Jesus did show up to the disciples and talk to him. And he was a believer at that point. But he started off curious. The fourth person is in John chapter 20, verse 26 through 28. After 8 days, his disciples were again inside. That's where they were staying in the room. And Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors having been shut, stood in their midst and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Reach here with your finger and see my hands. Reach here with your hand and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, Because you have seen, you have believed. Blessed are those who do not see and yet believe. That's tacit reproof. Tacit doesn't mean it's a backhanded swat. It means it is an implied thing. He doesn't come right out and say it, but the way he says it, Thomas, come here. I've heard you say this, so now put your hand out here. Go ahead. It's all right. You can touch me here. You can touch me here. I truly died. I'm truly risen from the dead. Start believing it. Tacit means just it's there and it's implied. And he says, believe it. And yet that slight reproof opens the door. Now, he came around because there are people who say seeing is believing. Thomas had walked with him, had seen him, had heard him, had talked, had eaten with him, had listened to the teachings, the miracles, had been on the boat with him, had spent all his time with him. And yet, while all the others had been coming to faith, John just jumped right on it. Mary had heard her voice called. Peter finally becomes convinced. The others are even testifying, saying, Thomas, you were gone, and he showed up here and he talked to us. And Thomas goes, You know, there's people, it doesn't matter, even if they hear from people they truly believe, people who they have trusted all their life, it could be family, it could be friends, their parents, their grandparents, and they're saying to this person, Jesus is real. I know He's real. He's been in my life, and I'm not just saying, I feel Him walking around. It's not a feeling. I know that He's real. I have experienced Him in my life. Jesus is alive. He's real. He hears prayers. And the person's going, I just can't believe it. I'm not one of those people. And you have that reproof. But you see, there's this door left open. And most of us can identify with one of these people. But a door's left open. And it's a group of people that we now want to read that verse again and pick up on what Jesus said. Jesus said to him, Because you've seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed. Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed. And what does the word blessed here mean? The root of that word blessed means to become larger, to become enlarged, to become greater. And he's saying, Thomas, you had to see this. And you're saved. You've come to faith. But these other people who have not seen and have believed, they are enlarged. Their provision from me is going to be grander, and their acceptance and my praise of them will be grander too, because the first shall be last and the last shall be first, and they never walked with me, they never ate with me, they never saw me, they never had a chance to talk to me verbally face to face like you and I've talked, but they believed. If you're a Christian today, congratulations. Congratulations. Because we are the blessed. We are the people who have an expanded blessing from God. We are the people who are the last. We are the people who haven't had a chance to physically see Jesus Christ yet, but we have experienced Him. And when we heard the news, when we heard the testimonies from other people, we read it in the Scriptures, somehow, when we heard it, we said, yes! Something in our spirit caused us to say, yes, I believe that. Yes, it's real. And in God's eyes, we became a very special people, not just as a group. Let me say that this way. Each and every one of you are special in His eyes. And you have an expanded blessing because you did not have to be like a Thomas. You came to faith without all the extras. You knew it and you believed it. And you have not yet seen Him, but we have the hope. We have the hope because He said, I am coming back. We have that hope. We know it's for real. And today we hear it again. Jesus has risen. Jesus has risen. Let's try this one more time. Jesus has risen. Yes. We know this. We know this and we have experienced Him in our life. Sometimes I get panicky. And that's not been too long ago. This past week was a little panicky at times. And it's just like, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Doyle, I'm right here. Yes. Yes. And sometimes I'll read things and I'll think, boy, that's curious. God, is that really you? And I'll be walking away and I'll have brothers and sisters and Christians who assemble together and they're talking to me and they're saying, yeah, that's real. That's God. That's God moving. That's God's talking. That's God's leading. Or, yes, God has shown me similar things also. That's the beauty of getting together. Peter got together with a bunch of people before he came to real faith. It could have been while he was just walking with the other disciple, John, while they were walking back. But he had this other group of people encouraging him. But Thomas, on the other hand, had to see it. I would like to encourage you all, because Jesus has risen, because He has risen, you are to go out now and you are to shine. People envy you. They might not understand it. They might resent the fact that you're even a Christian. They might resent the fact that you believe what the Scripture says. But they do it out of envy because you have, at times, peace in their life that they just don't understand. You have blessings in your life that just seem to flow to you and they don't understand. And you have hard times in your life and yet you just don't crumble. You're right there because you have believed without seeing. You have believed without touching. You have been blessed. You have this expanded blessing from God and special favor in His eyes. And they are upon you. Go out in that secure knowledge and shine knowing who you are.